Assemblyman, let me start by asking for your reaction to the news of the two additional deaths today.
Thank you very much, Jeff. I think it's an unfortunate reality that after the botched transfer of prisoners from Chino, that COVID spread like wildfire throughout the prison. And we're going to see higher rates of infection. We're at nearly 1,400 prisoners now, 120 staff. We'll probably end up getting to 2,000 prisoners with COVID-19 and about 200 prisoners that will require some level of hospitalization or ICU. So we will probably also see increases in mortality with the prisoners.
You represent, of course, Marin County, where the prison is built, where it sits. Have you had any contact with San Quentin officials?
I'm talking with them almost daily. I've been calling for our prisons to have site-specific COVID plans since April. As of today, we now have a unified incident command with the Office of Emergency Services running things. It's a little late in the game, and we've got a lot to play catch up. By Tuesday, I've been promised 100-bed alternate care site, kind of a mobile hospital, will be set up at San Quentin, as well as 6 tents that they've set up for medical triage as of last week.
Assemblyman, does the county itself, Marin County, have enough say in what's going on and how this is being played out? Because there have been some grumblings early on that the county itself, which is, of course, impacted by this, didn't have much control. It's being handled at the state level.
Well, it was a terrible tragedy that the state prison set off. And I was, first of all, alerted to this problem or the potential of both a prison outbreak as well as community spread, as we're now seeing across California and the country, which will hit high levels of hospitalization. I learned that because of Marin County's excellent public health officer, Dr. Matt Willis. And so what he projected, what he thought could happen, his worst-case scenario, did indeed happen because of that prison transfer. But we've been working with both the county as well as local hospitals to make sure that Marin doesn't have to share, doesn't have to hold the entire burden of the state prison's error here as a tragic error. And OES has been working on partnerships with 14 hospitals all the way up to Folsom to make sure that prisoners who need hospitalization won't all fall just to Marin or Bay Area hospitals.
Do you think that inside the prison that the coronavirus has peaked?
I don't think there's any way to tell. I think, in fact, it's going to reach 2,000 infections and maybe plateau around there if they were able to do more radical cohorting and making sure that they're able to track this better. The problem is, of course, every prisoner doesn't submit to the tests. So while we have a 40% positive rate, that doesn't tell us the reality inside each prison cell.
There had been some calls early on for early release to sort of thin the population there at San Quentin. Where does that stand right now?
So we've been early releasing a lot of prisoners across the state. There have been quite a few thousand of them, people who are nonviolent, non-sex offenders, who are within 180 days of the end of their term and are on a path to rehabilitation. And so we've been actively doing that. We want to make sure that prisoners also have a place to go and quarantine if they need to do that as well. And so I've been pushing CDCR to find alternate quarantine sites, kind of like the cruise ship goers who went to Travis Air Force Base. Now, of course, we have a different security issues, but if we're on the pathway to releasing a prisoner back into society and their freedom, maybe to parole or probation, perhaps there's a setting like a Travis Air Force Base that would work. And that's really to save lives, prevent people from getting infected and potentially dying while they see the end of their term right in front of them.